I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo. So we're talking about the difference between being rich and wealthy and not doing so well.
Sure.
And people on Twitch, you can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. And DJ Uncle Jesse on Twitch said, the difference is whether or not you look at your bank account every payday. You're checking your bank account, see how much you got, and that's when you're not doing well, as you were saying earlier, right? Because you obviously are worried about it.
Yeah.
I asked him, what is it if you are scared to look at your bank account and you rarely look at it because it scares you to look at it? And he says, that means you're...
Yeah.
Sorry, snow cone. And I thought, well, that's a pretty good definition, right? And we've all been there, right?
Of course.
Some of us are there. What's crazy is someone brought this up that in 1994, there was a Disney movie called Blank Check. Remember that movie?
No, I watched it a few months ago.
Oh, really? You watched it with Ron Pop?
Nope, just on my own.
What? Why?
I don't know. A little nostalgia kick.
So it would have been right for your age, right?
Yeah, it was Blank Check and Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Those two movies.
You would have been like 7 or 8, right, when that came out. So that would have been right up your alley.
Who was in Blank Check?
Let's see. Brian Bonzel.
Yeah,
Karen
he ended up
Duffy.
Getting, like, arrested later and all
that's
that
crazy
thing.
What the heights Brian Bonzel
was. No kidding.
Mr.
No
McIntosh.
Kidding. But it was a Disney movie where this kid, it doesn't matter the plot, but he ended up getting a blank check. And so what does he fill it out for? $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And once he had that $1 million, he's got this mansion. He's got a water slide. It's like a castle on a budget.
Right.
It looked like a castle. He's got everything you could imagine, and he bought it with $1 million. Now, I don't know. In 1994, I was a kid, so... $1 million sounded like enough to me to do all those things. Maybe people at the time, adults who were watching it, were a little more critical and said, you can't buy that stuff with $1 million. But I don't know. Maybe you could.
Right,
maybe in 1994, you could buy that stuff with $1 million. If you were a millionaire.
Look up what $1 million is worth in 1994.
Yeah, I should do the calculator here. I'll calculate that. But they asked people, how much do you need to be wealthy in 2024? What's wealthy? And you said that you think wealthy means you got more money than being rich, right? Some people disagree.
Oh, yeah.
Some people go back and forth. But so how much do you need now? This was from a survey, and I guess they did it like across America.
It's about 2.1 million today.
Hmm. 2.1 million is what it was in 1994?
A million in 94 is about 2.1 million
today. Well, that's pretty incredible because they say now if you want to consider someone wealthy, to have wealth, they have to be worth $2.5
million. There you go.
You need $2.5 million to be considered wealthy, which in 2023 was $2.2 million. It goes up a little bit each year.
Right.
But that's, you know,
pretty
consistent.
Close,
yeah, it's pretty
for
close.
$1 million.
So. Boomers have the highest threshold of what it takes to be considered wealthy. They say it's $2.8 million, which I think is interesting because young people always say that boomers have all this money.
Right.
That somehow they got paid more at their jobs and they were able to accumulate more wealth, and that younger people had a harder time with that. Yet their threshold is higher. So maybe their wealth was a state of mind, right? Maybe it's like, no, I got to make more. I'm worth more. I don't know. Millennials and Gen Z have lower thresholds of what's considered wealthy. At the same time, Americans say that the average net worth required to be financially comfortable is, this is crazy to me, to be financially comfortable, $778,000.
In the bank. Like, you have to be worth it.
That's what you've got. And so now
you're going to get it without selling your house.
That's what I would say, too. You can't. It can't be your house because...
Right.
You might not be able to sell your house one day, so you need to be able to get to this money. So if you can get to $778,000, then the average American now says
like 401k, though,
that makes you financially comfortable. I don't know. Can you cash out your 401k right now? Huh?
You can't.
Right. So then I wouldn't count
that. You
can
take a loan off of it, but
yeah,
you can't.
No. So it's got to be money that you can get to. $778,000. That's a lot. I mean, look, I would have said that's high, I think. Because if you asked me... what's required? What number is required for someone to be comfortable? I would think if, depending on their age, too. Let's not talk about retirement. But a middle-aged person, if they have over $100,000
in the bank,
in the bank
well.
then they're doing well.
$500,000 in the bank, they're good.
They're doing really well. Yeah. I can't believe that they said $778,000, especially from millennials and Gen Z who supposedly have no money. That's the big complaint, is that they have no wealth. And they're saying, yeah, you got to have $778,000. I'd say if you've got $100,000 that you can get to, then yes, I would say you're doing well. The average net worth required for financial comfort reached a peak last year at $1 million. But this year, it says Americans' estimations are more in line with 2022, which was at $775,000. So it's come down. And it's hovering somewhere around that, I guess, anywhere from $780,000, $750,000 to $1 million. $2.5 million, then I guess you're wealthy at that point. That's money that you can get to. But it is kind of crazy that when we were kids, a millionaire, if you hit a million, like in blank check.
That's always the goal.
Yeah. Like in blank check.
A million ain't it now.
Once he had $1 million, then that's it. He couldn't spend it all. That's what it felt like, right? He literally bought a castle.
When I was a kid, it was Bill Gates had $1 billion, and that was like inconceivable.
You couldn't conceive it. How did he do that? It shouldn't be possible.
That's still a billion's
a lot. Oh, it's still a ton, but now we have so many billionaires now, right? It used to be there's one person,
that billion mark is...
Oh, it's huge. It's huge.
But now you hear about $120 billion, and it's like...
Right, with the richest people.
With, like, you know, Elon and Bezos.
And really, you say it, but it's true. I don't think you can comprehend it. I don't think I can. I don't think the average person can really comprehend. You could,
it's like having $1 billion.
You could if you sat down and someone started to lay it out for you. But when you hear $100 billion, it's hard to comprehend what that actually means.
I saw someone say one time, like a million seconds ago, it was, you know, like July 4th.
Right.
And a billion seconds ago, it was like 1978.
Right. It's a huge difference. And now you're talking about tens of billions, hundreds of billions. Obviously, billionaire now is like the goal for rich people.
Sure.
If they want to be considered part of the rich club, they could be worth a billion. And I think, Lazo, if the survey asked, okay, how much does a person have to be worth if they want to consider buying a professional sports team?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
How much does that person have to be worth? They have to be billionaires.
Oh,
right?
More than that, because the franchise is going to cost you a billion. More.
Yeah.
And so, you have to be, you know, hundreds of, I don't even know.
You'd have to have...
You have to have, either you're that richest guy, or you've got investors and there's more than one of you because you can't afford it.
Yeah, I think you got to be like worth $5 or $10 billion.
Yeah.
If you're saying, I want to go out and buy a professional sports team.
Yeah.
Because they're going to cost you a billion. And what's crazy is those same teams that are now worth around a billion, you can go back and look at what they sold for not that long ago. Oh, $350 million, you know, 20 years ago or something.
Yeah. Not even that long.
But yeah, you don't sometimes have to go back that far. Do you remember when they said the Cowboys were worth $1 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Most valuable sports franchise in America, the Cowboys are worth $1 billion. And now, I don't think there's a pro sports team that isn't worth $1 billion. If we're talking baseball and football.
I have to look. But yeah, I mean, you're close.
I mean, I don't know
what making stuff up.
The NFL just said that private equity groups can now buy ownership.
Yeah,
so
makes
it's not
sense.
Just like one person anymore. You can have
makes sense.
These groups.
Yeah, because it's so expensive. So overall, Americans say 2.5 million. Boomers say 2.8. Gen X says 2.7 million. Millennials say 2.2. And Gen Z, what are the oldest Gen Zers now? Are they like in their early 20s?
Yeah, probably.
Something like that? Okay. They say 1.2 million, which I thought was interesting. But that is in line with younger people supposedly having less and less access to wealth, right? Not buying not being able to buy houses, not being able to put money in savings, all those things.
Things which should be shocking to them.
What's that?
The cost of things you would think would be shocking to them.
Well, right.
At 1.2 million, but maybe they're just like, hey, we don't need all the stuff you need.
No, you're right.
Got a little bit more of a Gen X attitude, like, hey, if I want to be wealthy, I don't need to have this giant MC Hammer house that you guys are talking about. I can be wealthy with less.
That's true, but I didn't think about the fact that obviously they've been coming of age during a time when houses are so overpriced and everything's so expensive.
So they're like, you know, hey, think be they'd wealthy, more. I don't need it.
Yeah, so, but they say, so Gen Zers say 1.2 million to be wealthy, and Gen Zers, they say to live comfortably, 400,000.
In the bank.
In the bank. That you can get to. I think all those numbers are high for each generation. 778, 873, 725, 406,000. I think 100,000. You agree with that?
$100,000 is a lot to save.
Just to be financially comfortable.
Save. It's a lot to save.
If you've got access to that, it's not your 401k.
Right, no, it's just $100,000 in the bank. It's a lot to save.
It's weird to me to say, if someone were to say, hey, that person's just not financially comfortable. And I say, how much money they got? They only got $150,000 in the bank. No one's saying that.
No.
You're financially comfortable if you got $100,000.
I think if you have $100,000 in the bank, you need... Well, there's a lot of things to think about.
What?
I think if you have over $100,000 in the bank,
yeah,
then you need to talk to someone about what to do with your money.
Well, sure, it would be in like a high yield savings account,
right? But I think because what it proves is that you I would almost say if you have $100,000 in the bank, you need to open up a business. And the reason why I would say that is because you clearly are creative, smart, and you figured out a way to make money and save it.
You think ahead.
But you're horrible with money because it's in the bank.
Yeah.
So take that money and like create, because that tells me you're much more of an artistic visionary than you are someone who's taking $10, investing it in this stock, doing that, making that. You didn't get the $100,000. You got $100,000 by creating something that people want.
Okay.
So then you should create more of what people want. Because you're not great with money. If you have $100,000 in the bank, you're not great with money.
Yeah, I guess when we say in the bank, if it's literally in the bank, that's
right,
a little weird.
Right, you see
weird.
What I'm saying?
But when I hear in the bank...
But that's different. If you told me I have $100,000 in the stock market, I wouldn't necessarily think you're wealthy.
If I'm saying you have $100,000 that you can get to today.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be some different of it, if you said, I got $100,000 invested in the stock market.
Yeah.
Would be a lot different than saying I got $100,000 sitting in my Bank of America account.
True. That's true. The person who has the 100 grand in the high yield savings account,
right.
They've just put that away.
Right.
They probably have other money
exactly.
Other places. Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo, you're brand loyal to some extent, right?
Sure.
What's your favorite brand?
Man, now you put me on the spot.
I know, it's tough. I did the same thing to myself. I was like, if someone asked me that question, what's my favorite brand? I do have brands I'm fairly loyal to, though. I don't know that
Lucky Strike?
Overly loyal. That's good. A cigarette brand would
Coors.
Be.
Coors.
And your, yes, cigarette and beers.
Right.
People are very loyal to their beer choices and their cigarette
right, they
choices,
are, for
right?
whatever reason, yeah.
Yeah, well, if
I
you
don't
smoke.
Change much.
Yeah, if you smoke and someone buys you the wrong pack of cigarettes, you'll smoke them, but
yeah.
it's not your brand. You're right. That if you're a smoker, that's probably the thing you're most loyal to is your cigarette brand because
yeah.
you like it. Well, I thought this was interesting. They put together the brands that Gen X, Millennials, and Gen Z are most loyal to, their favorite brands, is they put them all together. So here's Millennials' favorite brands, or
sure.
here's Gen X's favorite, Millennials, and Gen Z's. I thought it was interesting, and
we'll talk
about it next. Maybe you got some guesses.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
All
right.
So favorite brands by generations. Each generation, you know, they ask all...
Duke's Mayo, I thought of that.
Duke's Mayo.
I like Duke's Mayonnaise.
As a Gen Xer, that might make your list.
No, so, I'm just saying for me, I like
I, know,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
For your personal
Gen
list.
Gen X likes it, though.
No, I know. I'm saying for your personal
yeah.
list of things that you're loyal to.
Duke's
yeah.
Mayo.
I was just thinking about what
I
mean,
I buy mayo once a year, but if I buy it, it's Duke's.
I like to think I'm not super brand loyal, right? Like, oh, I'm not that kind of person. But I am, to a certain extent. I'm loyal to Microsoft because I only buy... PCs. I always buy Xbox. I never buy PlayStation.
Right.
When Microsoft puts something out, I'm like, yay, Microsoft. Like I like
buy
them.
Microsoft and Xbox.
So
PlayStation. So
but
no.
You buy the PlayStations as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Whereas and like when I get
Amazon, I'm pretty loyal to Amazon.
If you needed a laptop, you'd be fine with getting an Apple. You might want an Apple.
Yeah.
Right?
One or the other. Yeah, I don't care.
Right. And so like so I was thinking that's probably one that I'm pretty loyal to. When you said cigarette brands, that's a great one. When I smoked Winston's,
yep.
That was you know, once you find your brand, then you're extremely loyal. But anyhow, we can start with whichever generation you want, but I got Millennials open here first, so I'll just go with them.
Okay.
Millennials' top brand is Apple. I guess that shouldn't be a surprise.
No.
It's the most valuable brand in the world, right? Nike is number two, which I thought Nike might show up more with the Gen Xers and maybe not with the Millennials.
No, Millennials are all wearing Jordans now.
It's true.
Oh,
I just thought it
like
might be a
Mikey
little lower than Gen X.
I think Nike's more popular now than it's ever been.
That could be. They're more expensive.
I believe
it'd
be true. They're more expensive and people are wearing them no matter what, man. They're paying $240 for the new Jordan 4s.
They're charging $103 for a regular pair of Air Maxes.
I think they're as popular as they've ever been.
So Millennials, it's Apple, Nike, Amazon's number three, and one that really surprised me is Walmart's number four. Now, I'm a Millennial and I do like Walmart, but I thought that made me weird. But I buy my groceries there and I order stuff off the Walmart app, but maybe some of the older Millennials remember when you had to go to Walmart. You know what I mean? And I liked going to Walmart.
I went there the other day for the first time in a long time.
I don't have one by me. So I have to order stuff. The closest one is literally like 20 minutes away and kind of sucks. I have a Target, and if I'm being honest, when I go into Target, I'm like, I wish this was Walmart.
Right.
You know, I like Target just fine, but Samsung is number five.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say that. I like their TVs. So.
Well, and I think there's a lot of millennials that probably like Android devices, right? So like my, like Samsung Galaxies and that stuff. Target is number six. So Walmart beat Target with millennials. That doesn't surprise you. That surprised me a little bit. Adidas, Google number eight, Sony nine, and Coca-Cola 10.
Yeah, I believe all that.
That's kind of surprising to me, some of those. All right, Gen Z, number one, Google. Because you have kids who are Gen Z, so yeah. I don't know. We'll see if any of this makes sense. Google was number one. It beat Apple. Apple's number two. I don't know if they like Androids more or what that's about. Amazon is three. Netflix is four.
Oh, yeah, they like Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised Netflix didn't show up in the top 10 on everyone's. I feel like a lot of people are loyal to Netflix. Chick-fil-A is five.
They love Chick-fil-A, my kids.
They do?
Yeah, love it.
I mean, I know cops love it. I know people love it. The line is long. I don't dislike it. I just never...
I like it.
Never want to wait in that line. Like, it's fine.
It's not, you know? It's not long.
Oh, the one by my house, there's always a line. Always
a long
line. They're
so quick. They got it down to a sign.
Yeah. Hey, come out and
that's
get
what everyone tells
him.
Me.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with it, though. It's like, but I'll eat Wendy's or Hardee's over it. You know what I mean? I like those places better.
How old are you?
Vans is six.
Well, okay.
For Gen Zers. Discord.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that you got kicked off of.
I don't know how to use it.
Is number seven. Lazo used it inappropriately.
I didn't know you could use it inappropriately. It's online.
Sony.
I just asked if she wanted to, I guess, make love.
Yeah, yeah. You should use Signal or even iMessage or something like that.
I didn't know you could.
Sony PlayStation is eight. Spotify is nine. And Nike is 10 for Gen Z. And you can roll through those others. Roblox, Bath and Body Works really surprised me. Trader Joe's, Gen Z. I forget that Gen Z's old enough now to go grocery shopping, right? So then what about the rest of the groups? You want to do Gen X or Boomers next?
Gen X, let's do it.
Gen X likes, and I'm going to do some of the smaller ones work up. They like Ford.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting. I'm loyal to car brands, but then I think about it. Yet I buy different ones. I guess I'm loyal to American cars.
Yeah, me too.
So that's my thing is that I buy American cars, but I will buy a GM or a Chrysler or
I
a
like Ford.
I guess I buy.
Probably.
Yeah, I grew up in a Ford family. My dad always said, I'm not really a Ford guy. We just happen to keep buying Fords. Yeah, yeah. But so I thought as a kid that made us a Ford family, so I was loyal to them for a while. But yeah, I guess I do usually just pick between General Motors and Ford products. But I'm a millennial. So Disney, Gen X likes Disney a lot. Okay. Jeep. They like Jeep more than they like Ford, which is interesting. Maybe Gen Xers are the ones who like Wranglers so much. I don't know.
That's probably true.
They like Samsung.
Yeah.
They like Xbox. They like Nike. Nike's down at number 10, though.
Okay.
They like Walmart.
Yeah.
Netflix. These are the top ones here. Netflix, Amazon, and the number one brand for Gen X, Apple.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you go down to Boomers, and I just think Boomers is interesting. Some of these are really interesting because one of the brands on the Boomers list is Kellogg's. It's number nine. And they say Kellogg's is even more popular with Gen X. It did better in the most recent survey, with Boomers than it did in the last one, even though it did well. But they said Kellogg's has a hard time. It struggles to keep up with the younger generations. It's just such a funny brand to think.
Yeah, I just don't know that I know what Kellogg's makes and what Post makes.
Right, like Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, are those Kellogg's? I don't know.
Raisin Bran.
These boomers must have grown up seeing more Kellogg's commercials.
I'm more loyal to, like, the cereal itself.
Exactly. Which one? It doesn't matter if it's Post or Kellogg's or whatever. If it's the one I like, it's the one I like. And, the name brand version of it. Usually it's whoever came up with it first.
Right.
Right? But I just wondered if maybe they ran a lot of Kellogg's commercials.
Well, I don't know who came up with it first. But, like, Wheaties, I'm loyal to that.
Right.
I don't know who makes it.
Right.
But if it was like a different colored Wheaties box but called like Wheat Lights,
yeah,
I wouldn't get it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You want the real one.
But I don't know which one. Who made it?
Exactly.
First.
Doesn't matter who made it as long as I know the real one.
Yeah.
I know the name brand.
It's orange.
One.
I know it.
Yeah, there's several name brands. They also like Hershey's, which is funny.
Okay. That's fair.
I would have definitely guessed that, I guess, for the generation
but
above
I could
them.
See, but like buying like, you know, the chocolate sausage brand, you know. Hershey's Kisses instead of, you know, yeah, I could see them
using
buying
Hershey's chocolate chips, Hershey's candy
course,
bars.
Yep.
Yeah. They like Costco a lot.
Yeah.
Shouldn't surprise you. They like Macy's, which they're the only ones. I like Macy's just fine. I'm not trying to talk trash. But it's crazy that it showed up really high on their list, and you'd have to scroll a long time to find that on the other list. Pillsbury, which is just as crazy to me as
what Pillsbury makes.
They make the rolls, like the cinnamon rolls and the muffins. I think that's what they...
I have no idea what
that
Pillsbury
must be what
means.
They're loyal to, is that they're loyal to the Pillsbury biscuits and the Pillsbury croissants, and the, I don't know what else they'd be loyal to. They like Apple a lot. Apple's Boomer's third favorite brand. So, I mean, it shouldn't be surprising. Apple's the biggest company.
It's massive.
Whatever. Toyota's number two for Boomer's.
Yeah, well, we all know they run well. They last
love,
forever.
They love their Toyotas, which is hilarious to me. And Amazon's number one. Yeah. And, you know, my mom's a Boomer, and she loves Amazon.
Yeah,
she doesn't. She doesn't. I don't think she cares what kind of car. Her last Toyota leaked a lot of oil, and we had to sell it to some guy that I felt bad for. But I don't know that she's loyal to a car brand. But she definitely loves Amazon, and she definitely loves her Apple stuff.
Does she love Post Raisin Bran?
That I don't know. Like Kellogg's.
What kind of cereal does she get?
You know, I was over at her house.
Does she eat cereal?
Over the weekend, yeah. And I went into her.
Not the kind I leave over there.
No, no, no. She eats cereal. She must, because I was over there when she was in the hospital, and I was trying to find some breakfast, and I brought out the coffee maker, and I went into the pantry, and the cereal she had was the, she had the different flavored Cheerios. You know, like the cinnamon ones, and the, which I like, but that's what she had. Who makes Cheerios? No way to know.
No.
No way to know. Is she loyal to the Cheerios, or is she loyal to the brand that makes it? I don't know.
What kind of cereal do you have at your house?
Lots. I
like, have a lot.
Yeah, I eat a lot of cereals. S'mores cereal, berry fruit Kashi cereal. I like the Reese's cereal. I like the stuff that she had. I like the cinnamon version of those Cheerios. I like Frosted Mini Wheats.
You have
like
all that at your house?
I like Crave. I eat it every night. So
so do you have all that at your house?
Yeah, right now.
Wow.
Because I like to have choices at night. Which one am I going to have tonight?
I have Raisin Bran and Wheaties in my house. That's it.
But you eat them in the mornings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to eat breakfast every morning, but now it's something I eat at night. But what do you think the brand is that you're single most loyal to?
Lucky Strikes.
Lucky Strikes. You said that.
And Coors Banquet Beer.
I guess for me, yeah, Miller Lite's a good one. Coors,
like a good Twee, too. Twisted Tea.
Yeah.
I
wish that had shown up on the Gen X list.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that millennials didn't have White Claw.
I'm loyal to the Twees. I like a Twee.
You would have thought White Claw would have been the number one thing on the millennials list there. I guess if I'm actually being honest, I'm pretty loyal to Microsoft. I don't know why, but as I was thinking about stuff, I don't want an Apple
laptop.
I'm
going to say Twisted Tea and Lucky Strikes.
Okay. I wish I still smoked. I miss that, because then I could say Winston.
Yeah, and Ford Lincoln, probably.
Yeah, so now you're Ford.
I've had Dodges and everything else, but I think just throughout my life, I probably had more Fords.
Yeah. I'm loyal to, you know what I like to do? I like to open the door when I'm at the dealer and look at the little thing on the door seal. And when it says Ann Arbor, Michigan or something like that, then I go, okay, I'll buy this.
Yeah. Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
We are done, my man.
I couldn't get out of here soon enough.
You got big plans tonight?
Nope. I want to go home and sleep, maybe.
Oh, sleep.
Monday Night Raw's on. Maybe watch a little wrestling.
Is that on Netflix now?
Not yet. Not till January.
Oh, okay. I keep thinking that it's going to... You probably told me that a million times.
I have.
Watch a little wrestling. Well, the boys will be watching wrestling with you?
They will.
Or do they go out with their
friends? I'm going to pick them up and take them to dinner, and then they'll be back.
Oh, okay. So you have a little time there to watch wrestling and maybe, you know, get a clear head?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's important. It's important.
Well, who do we talk about today? I don't even know.
Let's see. We talked about... Oh, you know what? Ted Lasso. We did talk about
it. Oh, yeah. Good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock. The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.